Every single week, without fail.
All right, we're off the air.
You should have edited that where it goes something about Joe and Joe this, and he's like, he's an asshole. You should have added in that part of how he said last night.
Well, what I did, I think I heard Fatty does this. What I did was I just made a track that...
Yeah, I know. So you know when to pull out.
Yeah, it's just an hour track. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's smart. It's very smart.
Yeah.
As long as nothing else moves, you're fine.
You know, off the air now. Oh wait, is Lawson gone?
No. Oh, he just said bye.
Oh, he really meant bye. Oh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is he okay?
Yeah, he was fine, as far as I know. Wait, hold on.
I'm gonna check if anybody's missing in San Fran. Yeah, let's see if he might had a busy night. So off the record, what?
Wait, hold on.
You're calling him back?
Yeah, but maybe he just didn't know.
He walked away to go to the bathroom. He's like, God damn it, what does he want?
Hey, we're still on the air. Hold on for a second.
No, we're not.
Yeah, that's what Taylor just told me. We're still on
the air. Through
the air. Hold on.
You're listening to the Pride 48 June live streaming weekend. Do you need more Pride 48? Want to meet your favorite podcasters in person? Well, we have just the thing. Join us this August 16th through the 18th in New Orleans, Louisiana for the Pride 48 Expo. Head over to pride48.com and click on the events tab to register, book your room, and for more information. Tonight, on our very special Pride 48 June live streaming weekend episode, we introduce our butt-first host for the season, we have a look at the new Big Brother house, discuss the first week's events, meet the house guests, and more. But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Well, hello everyone, and welcome. And welcome to Butt First. My name is Adam.
Hi.
And I'm joined by Fatty. Hello, Fatty.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, by the way, Sam in the hinterlands is in the chat room, and I just told Sam to look for you on the... Oh, excuse me. That was the Grim Doctor going off. Okay.
I did ask you who was joining us.
Well, I know. And I said, look for Adam. This is who wants... Who's looking for me on the?
Oh wow, that's nice.
I refuse to believe that.
It's a bot. And Alex, close your mouth.
Are
you vomiting or like holy shit?
So we have
Alex is getting ready to drive down to Charleston.
He's like, oh my god, I've got to get a special chair. What am I doing wrong? Anyway, no. So we're here. So if she can. I'm hosting a show right now, but maybe while you guys are talking, I can try to find her. Anyway.
Yes.
So I'm also joined by.
Wait. Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead and introduce
Alex Lefebvre. Hello.
Hi. Hi guys. I'm so honored to be here. Pride 48 live weekend.
We're honored to have you here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Were you tickling his ivories there? Okay.
We also have Chris from New Jersey, from Tennessee, from wherever you're from. We have Chris.
Fucked it up.
Hello. I don't know what it is.
Fucked it up.
I feel like this is my homecoming because the very first episode of any Pride 48 podcast I was ever on was on the live episode of But First down in New Orleans last year.
Right,
and
right.
That's how I got connected with you guys on this. So
yeah, you were
and
in that
never
big.
Never been the same.
We had like we had like 10 people at this table or something. We had it was like a huge panel. Like everyone that attended Pride 48 last year was, I feel like, was at that table. There was no audience. It was just a big round table of people discussing.
All right,
Big
bring
Brother.
It, bring it. Oh, by the way, if Joey Bukkake would like to join us also, let Adam know and he'll add you to the call. I was given an ass chewing. And by the way, Adam threw me under the bus last night.
What?
Joey says, you know, I've never been asked to be on But First. And Adam goes, well, I don't do the scheduling. That's
I
all
don't.
Fatty.
No.
That's all Fatty. I don't have anything to do with that. That's all Fatty.
I was not throwing you under the bus. That was an actual.
You can see the Greyhound impression from the tires on my back.
That was an actual true statement. I mean, how is that? When it's a true statement, how is that throwing somebody under the bus? I do not.
Well, Joey, I never knew that you were interested in Big Brother. I'll make sure that Fatty knows that also.
Well, I'm not sure that I knew he was interested. Like, I'm not. I may have been told that at some point, but I can't recall. I'm 40 and I have a bad memory, so I really don't know. But I literally do nothing as far as scheduling of people. Like, I watch the emails go back and forth. You know, that's all I do. And then today, what I do, I said, hey, Fatty, who's on here today?
By the way, Sam in the Hinterlands is trying to download Skype to her phone, so she's working. And Mr. Mike Lawson, who has joined us in the past as well, says that, love you guys, wish I had more to say about Big Brother, but I've really been out of the loop. Y'all, the other day, I asked him if he was interested in being on. He goes, oh my God, it's summer, I forgot.
Oh, thank you for the love, Mike Lawson.
Well, I feel like, I feel like, you know, maybe he forgets things because I don't know. Doesn't he? I don't want to. Well, anyway, I'm just going to leave that alone. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. So moving right along, I'm editing myself. I had a thought and then I'm not sure if I know Mike well enough to say that. You know, I don't want to. Anyway, it doesn't.
Well, gosh, y'all, you know, I was going to say something about Mr. Mike Lawson, but then I just had to police myself because I don't want to make anybody mad at me.
Now,
gosh,
there's another person trying to do the Adam accent. How dare you?
Mine's not as good as, I don't even remember who else does it. That's
Taylor.
Taylor. So, mine's not as good as Taylor's.
So first of all, I'll say this is anyone who has never heard our show before, let's give a little bit of a recap of what the show is. So this is a show where we recap Big Brother episodes every week during the summer or when they do a celebrity Big Brother. We normally start, now Big Brother is not starting until the 25th?
Tuesday. Y'all, by the way, when Adam said, hey, we're going to do But First during Pride 48, I said, the fucking show hadn't even started yet. There hadn't been the first episode. He goes, oh, well, we'll have plenty to talk about. So, y'all, that's why we have plenty of time for personal stories tonight.
Okay. Yeah, but no, I wanted to do it. I want everyone to meet us who haven't listened before. It's very important that we get ourselves out there. So, yeah, we talk about Big Brother. It's starting on Tuesday. But we're going to.
By the way, Sam in the Hinterlands is now active on Skype. If you'll look for Sam in the Hinterlands,
okay.
But is she sexually active on Skype? That's the question.
Well, there you have it.
So I'm going to turn it over to the Peanut Gallery then. Fatty, do you have any personal stories for the beginning of the show?
Y'all, last night, you know, I was listening to. Batance, Alex, you know Batance, right?
I do.
Okay. And Boo Hecker and Adam on the Geeky Gig. Mm-hmm. And y'all, here we come. We come to midnight, and I'm thinking, all right, I can now listen to the rebroadcast of the North and South. Because, you know, all the shows go into rotation. And all of a sudden, they're staying on the air. And I'm going, This is so unfair to the rebroadcast of the North and South of things, plus the fact Plus the fact that Sarah Talks, the poor Sarah Talks, only got 30 minutes. Oh. And here's Adam taking more than an hour to be on the stream. Y'all, at 3:30 in the morning, I finally turned it off and I said, okay, I'm going. And Chris's eyes just poked out of his head. You know. And y'all, we'll talk about it during the closing show, but that's a little teaser for the closing show tonight, all right? So,
Hi, Sam. Turn off the stream.
How do I do that?
We don't know.
On my phone? Yes.
Wherever you were listening to it, if you have it open in a browser, then you'll need to close that browser.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go. Hi, Sam.
Hi. You must be Alex. Right.
I am Alex. It's great to finally have you on, but first.
Hello.
We see you.
Yeah, we
Hi,
see
Sam.
Hi. So and you are.
I'm That's Chris.
Chris from Chris Moonves now.
Yes.
Chris Moonves.
Right. Chris Moonves. In fact, you'll need to go in the chat room and change that, Chris, if you don't mind. But anyway, so that's my personal story. And my only other personal story is I feel very confident that come July the 30th, I'll be shutting the BFO down because I don't think there's any way in hell we're going to get to the challenge goal.
Now, what is the challenge goal? How much money do we need to raise?
Well, see, now here we go. Alex Lefebvre, all of a sudden, you know, the antennas just went up.
So here is what Fatty said. You'll hear it on his show on Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever he decides to put that out. But his challenge was, and first of all, I'll say none of the suits, myself, no one else knew what the hell was going on.
They didn't.
Fatty said, hey, guys. He said, hey, guys, I have an idea for donations. Don't worry about it. I got it covered. Don't worry. So we're like, okay, fine. You know, because normally we'll have shows like have little competitions and say, you know, whichever show gets the most donations, I don't know, gets nothing. But we thank them greatly. And he's like, no, guys, I've got it. So then on his show on Friday night, he says, all right, I've had so many people begging me to keep doing my... I mean, I've had millions of emails.
First of all, there was a change.org petition. Okay. Alex signed it.
I signed it, too.
Mm-hmm. Alex is one of 16 people that want the show to continue.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm overcome that... nearly 90% of the listeners of the BFO want me to continue. So,
anyway. I'm still looking for the link where we donate to get you off the air quicker. Where is that button located?
How dare you? Poodle said the same thing. Poodle says,
being funny, I can speak for myself.
Anyway, Poodle said that she thought that I supported Pride 48, and why would I want donations to be trying to save me? And I said it'd be the lowest donation ever for Pride 48. But anyway,
on your show, well, I mean, you could say it, but I'll say it on your show. He's like, oh my God, I was just gonna retire. I was gonna take my nipper walks, or however the fuck you say that. I don't know. And, you know, I was going to stop doing the show. I was going to, you know, be like Auntie Vera because, you know, I think, just to intersperse a little commentary here. We know that Fatty steals all of Vera's bits. Is the retiring from podcasting just another stealing of Auntie Vera's bit? You know, he's like, oh, well, she quit. So, you know, here I go. But anyway, he's saying, how dare you in the background, I believe. But he's off getting a drink or something. So he says, gosh, you guys, I had so many people that wanted me to continue. I'm going to do this. If we can raise $1 for every show, so that's 3,000, but it has to be over 3,000. So 3,000.
Well, at least 3,001.
And one. Yeah. Then he will continue doing his show.
Until...
He didn't say until. He said he will continue to do his show in some form.
There will be assuming the goal is met by July the 30th.
Yeah.
Okay. There will still be a show, but you got to hit the goal before. It's not gonna become a Vera where I only do it on Friday and then bitch and complain that I have nothing to talk about, because I always have nothing to talk about, and I can do that 5 days a week. But there will be a few little changes, but nothing too major.
Wow.
If we meet the goal.
And now, aren't we? I heard last night, I think on Adam's show, that isn't it up to like over $1,500 currently?
Well, so Fatty said all donations from, so we're not over 1500 for the weekend. Last time I looked, we were at $1,345.
That's almost halfway there.
Between Friday and Saturday. We've still got today and then the rest of all of July. So, you know, and he's going to be advertising it on his show. And everybody's asked me for, well, the other thing I was going to say is I haven't had time to go back. So Fatty said he would be so generous as to count any donations we've received from January up until now as well.
And don't forget this, too.
What? I don't know what that is.
That's the, you know, Kim Beaver won some Kathy Bacon contest for $100, and Kathy Bacon sent me the $100.
Oh, that is so nice. Thank
I forgot
you.
About
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Oh, well, I listen on double speed, so sometimes things kind of, you know.
Sometimes you almost hear something.
I almost hear stuff. There's so many Kathy Bacon contests that I forget. But anyway, so we're at 1345, so 1445. Joe Batance said he would, his company would give $50 or something. So I don't know. I guess that's about 1500. Although I haven't seen anything from him yet. So, I mean, who knows? And
well,
then
you don't count it until it comes in.
Well, so 1450 at the moment. And then we do have, I have not had a chance to go back and count the donations that we had received from January until now. That will have to be something I do at a later date.
And should anyone want to contribute, what do they have to do, Adam?
If you want to contribute, you go over to pride48.com and there's a big purple button at the top that says donate or something like that. And then you you click
it says
on
donate
it.
Donate or something like that.
Yeah, it's literally exactly it says donate or something like that. And I'm being told to read my email, so let me see.
Just click here to donate.
Anyway, while you're reading your emails, I want to say this. It's not I'm getting nothing out of this, okay? This is all for Pride 48, and as a donor. For every $5 that you donate, you get an entry into the prize raffle that we will have in New Orleans. You don't have to be there to win. If you give $100, you'll get 20 entries, and you can decide which of the items that you want to try to win. So, ooh. You know, you have there's something, there's at least a chance for you to get something in return also, other than a good feeling.
So Turniphead is telling me to check my email, which, by the way, Turniphead, I don't have an email from you, but I did check my text messages, and he's saying he's done a little math for us, and he has us at 1645.
Wow, so, look at that. Our butt first listeners, just in the past 10 minutes, have given over $200, $300, so keep that
coming, butt first. Is that from January 1st or just this weekend?
Well, he didn't say, he said his totals from our other stores. I didn't ask it what date that's from, so I don't know. I assume that includes like recurring and stuff like that, but because we have a few people that do recurring donations once a month.
Well,
and
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that and Veritable Virgo is going to update social medias with the totals as I give them to him. And I'm also going to try to figure out something to put on the website. So we'll have
like a rectal thermometer or
something like that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a lot of time because I'm going on a cruise. I don't know if anybody's heard that, but I will do my best. Also, it's kind of a manual process because it's a PayPal account. Well, I mean, Turniphead, actually, I could have Turniphead check it because he can check the... Anyway, we'll try to work something out. It will be. I'm so sorry.
Riveting.
I know, isn't it?
My personal story is endless.
So Alex, do you have a personal story?
Oh, I got some sort of alert going on. Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there's. You need to take pop.
I'm going to mute them for just a second while he figures out. Wow, it's still there. So anyway, if you guys go over to pride48.com, there's a donate button. Just a little bit about that donate button. When you click on it, I was trying to be helpful and allow people to choose their amount on one form or whatever. And apparently a couple of people found it confusing. But there's a drop-down box that has a list of amounts, and it may be a little confusing, but I was trying to just give you guys a choice rather than having multiple items that you chose from. He's still having an emergency alert. So if you go over there and click on that, I'm not thinking very well. Are you guys still hearing that in the chat room? Because I muted them. But anyway, so if it's confusing, my apologies. I was trying to make it a little bit easier. And yeah, that's what I did. Is he still? No,
well,
we're good now.
I think Alex has been listed on an amber alert, everyone. So if you see Alex Lefebvre somewhere, please let us know, because he's turned into a frozen. It's almost like Medusa was in his apartment or something.
Yeah,
like
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I hope he's okay, because I mean, it could have been a tornado. It could have hit his.
Because you know they have those tornadoes up in Tornado Alley in New York City.
I believe I heard that there was a tornado warning or a watch at some point in around New York somewhere a couple of weeks ago. That's what I heard. I could
be
wrong.
That was just the sound that his phone makes when the Grin Doctor goes off.
Maybe
that's it.
So Chris,
like, hotty hot.
Any personal stories from you? This is getting to know our co-host half hour.
not really. I was not prepared with a personal story. I know there have been conversations, especially during Gayish last night. They were talking about rainbows and whether or not it's still a good thing for us to see all rainbows and everything during Pride Month. But this has been a meaningful Pride Month for me. I've gotten to do some things and make some connections and see some changes in our world that have been encouraging to me. So I'm glad we still have Pride Month. I'm glad we still have Pride 48. And so I am grateful to everybody who makes it happen. So thank you.
Aww.
That's nice. Well,
did you need to call Alex back?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know whether he was going to call me back or I was going to call him back, but I
probably have to call him back.
I can. Sam, have you been doing since we last recorded?
Oh, thank you. Yes. I'm wrangling three beagles now. That's the biggest thing. All of the dogs are in one location. So we have three beagles under one roof, which is about three too many dogs, but that's okay.
So I have a question for you. Were you a doctor or are you a doctor?
I am indeed, yes.
Oh, you
I'm a pathologist.
Oh, okay.
So when everybody says that, if you're of a certain age, you immediately think Quincy, but that's not what we do at all. Mostly you spend all day looking in a microscope, talking to yourself.
Fatty is the only one old enough to think of Quincy. So.
Oh, okay, good. By the way,
that's very similar to doing the BFO,
exactly.
Except it's a microphone rather than a microscope.
So do you do your pathology? Do you look through the microscope while listening to podcasts? Is that?
No, I listen to podcasts like on my lunch hour or after work because I got used to working in silence. One of my colleagues in the office likes to listen to music, but I've never been good at that. So, no, I work in silence pretty much and look at pieces. If you ever had anything taken off of you or out of you, somebody like me looked at it.
So you determine if something is cancer?
Yes, we're the cancer, not cancer docs.
Oh, okay.
By the way, pathology is what nipple walks fall under also, because I walk on the spongy path.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
So do we want to talk a little bit about anybody who's tuned in to hear about Big Brother? They're like, what the hell are they doing? We're killing time, people. But
do we have any update on Alex Lefebvre?
I called him.
Uh-huh.
And no answer.
Okay, great.
So I don't know.
He's back.
He's back.
The Amber Alert is over.
What the heck was that? I just am not going to be in the chat room anymore because I think it had to do with me being there. So.
Oh, maybe it was one of those ads in the chat room.
Oh, because it was just like saying stuff about notifications and I kind of ignored it. And then it just would not be ignored. So.
Yeah, we had a comment earlier today that our chat room is back from like 1999 or something. Okay. Because
send it back to 1999,
something like that. I have intentions to do something. There's a problem, and I don't want to besmirch any Pride 48 community members, but here comes the besmirching.
And it's about me.
There are Pride 48 members who are very set in their ways, and there are other Pride 48 members who don't do too well with technology. And I really would like to change the chat room, but the options available that are better there's a little bit of a learning curve perhaps. And so I'm trying to figure out like how
so
I might do that.
It's based on how he can walk me through it.
I mean, it's like I could switch it out. Like there's something called Discord that all the gamers use now. Like that's, you know, and it's much more modern and like much nicer looking and has more support for images and GIFs and like all that kind of stuff and emoticons and I mean, you know, better stuff and doesn't look like it was, you know, from 1999. But it's not connected to IRC, which is what we use. So it would be a complete switch, and it's a learning curve because it's, you know, people have to, even logging in looks different than it does on this. They ask you to sign up for a Discord account. You can put in a user anyway. So I would like to change it, but I've kept it this one just because it's the easiest for folks.
Well, long story short, listeners, if you want to smack talk me in the chat room, go right ahead because I will not be seeing it. So,
But you can use other IRC clients to connect. All you know. So, all right. So, Big Brother. Oh, Alex, you didn't have a chance to do a personal story. Did you have any personal stories?
Oh no, I'm ready to get right into the Big Brother. We have so much to discuss.
No, wait a minute. You do have a personal story.
Oh, I do have a personal story.
Yes, I met your husband.
Yes, Big Fatty got to meet my husband, Brandon, which is very exciting. He was in Charleston for a business, and I, of course, was not able to go. And so I was super jealous by the fact that he met the Big Fatty in Charleston, and they had a wonderful time together, and Brandon couldn't say enough nice things. So it was...
Well, he was drunk.
No. So it was very sweet, and I'm so glad they got to get together, and hopefully we can all do it together soon.
Now, I have a question for you. Did you take him to the Swig and Swine?
I did not take him to the Swig and Swine. I was invited to dinner by Brandon, so he made the choice, and it was a lovely evening. In fact, I found out from him that he told Alex, get in touch with Fatty and tell him I want to take him out to dinner.
Yes, so, exactly what he said. So
Alex couldn't be bothered to say, hey, why don't I get Fatty together with you? Oh, no. It was all of Brandon's idea. I'm giving you shit. But we did go to the Dudley Do-Rights for an after-dinner cocktail. Mm-hmm. And we tried to FaceTime Alex, and Alex couldn't figure out FaceTime. So.
No, I am technically as today's episode has proved to our listeners, me and technology do not go together. So.
There you have it. But it was a lovely personal story. Thank you for remembering that.
Oh, yes. Top of my mind. So
I have a question for you, Alex, as well. So I remember last you were on, or the last time you co-hosted, you were in the middle of, I think there was a show ending, is that correct? That you were playing for?
Yes, yes. And oh my gosh. So the last time we all met together was Celebrity Big Brother, which was happening in the winter. And I was playing for Anastasia, the Broadway musical, which is currently on tour and perhaps coming to a city near you. And you should all go and support them when they come. But the
The touring company is Anastasia Beaverhausen, right?
That's correct. Okay. All right. That's correct. But the Broadway production ended in March. So I was sad to see that show go, but I'm now playing for a new show. I've been doing Aladdin for 5 years, and that's where I'm off to today. But I'm now playing for Beetlejuice, the musical. I'm one of my good friends has a keyboard chair there, so I'm helping them out at select performances. So another show for everybody to come see in New York.
So do you have a goal to try to become, I don't know what they call it. Is it like the principal? Like if you're the person who does it, like instead of, because I know you do a lot of subbing. Do you have a desire to be the main man, like the main keyboardist on a show?
That would be great if that came my way. But, you know, it's pretty difficult to come by, and it does have a set of perks to be a sub because you can take off whenever you want. You don't have to be there for any set time like Christmas or, you know, things. I can definitely set those times aside. But yeah, if there's a show listening that wants to give me a primary chair position, I am willing and open to do so.
Cool.
I know somebody listening who wants to give you a special chair position.
Oh. Oh.
No more about the special chair. Okay. So, Big Brother, first thing we're going to do is we are going to discuss technology. Like how, if the listeners want to really keep up on Big Brother, you know, they really want to know what's going on at all times of the day, Fatty is going to tell us what the best way to keep up with Big Brother, even after you've listened to Butt First episodes.
Butt First is the best way. All right. Now, before we get to that, Alex Lefebvre, Sater69 says, tell Alex Lefebvre I just listened to the Beetlejuice cast recording and loved it.
Oh, thank you so much.
There is an app that Big Fatty uses.
Big Fatty, that's the Grin Doctor.
No, not that one. It's called Pocket BB. I don't know if it's available on the non-Apple snack. Chris has it right there.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Wow. And so you can get lots of good... there are people that watch the live feeds all the time, and they post stuff in there and all that kind of stuff. And that's where a lot of my spoilers come from. You can do the CBS All Access and watch the live stream, but that costs money. But it gets you more stuff other than just the Big Brother. Also, you can see, I don't know, Star Trek or something like that. Then, of course, watch the damn show. And let me just go ahead and tell you right now, I found this just this morning. They haven't posted what the schedule is going to be for Big Brother, but it's going to debut this Tuesday night from 8 to 9, and then Wednesday night is the second part of the season premiere. Then it'll be on Sunday the 30th, and then it goes into a Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday schedule that next week, and then it goes into a Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday schedule. So it's check your local listings for times in your area. So anyway.
Okay.
So on the Android, I don't know if this is the best one. There are several different apps, but on Android, the one that I use is called Big Brother Buddy, and it gives you. They have a feed of like, oh, here's what's going on in the house. You know, like I've got from June 21st at 10:05 a.m. Christy explaining to Nicole why she would nominate Catherine. I don't want to give too much information away here. But anyway, so they kind of give you updates on the live feed and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, there's a chat. They have a little list of house guests and, you know, they have other stuff here. Although that looks behind, so I don't know. You know, I'm going to have to look back because I don't know if this app is still up to date on the house guests, at least. Maybe they change that once the show starts. I'm not sure. That's what I use anyway.
Or, anybody else have something else that they use? Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
okay. There's a website that I find useful. Can I share that?
Sure.
I mean, there's one called hamsterwatch.com.
Yes. Hamster watch.
It gives lots of up to the minute details about what's been happening on the live feed and gossip and spoilers and all that. So it's good to look at too. Hamsterwatch.com.
Somebody needs to create a website that's like Big Brother crotch watch or pec watch or abs watch or, you know, something shower
that's,
watch. You know,
that's
whatever.
That's called Alex Lefebvre.
Where?
Right? Oh, my God. Yeah. Are we making teams today? Because I want the people with the biggest bulb.
Well, I mean,
no,
it's like,
not yet. Not yet.
No teams.
No
right.
teams today?
We do see
no
more. We do see more bulges on Survivor, but, you know, there's plenty of chances to see skin in Big Brother. Someone needs to collect that all on a website. You know, there are probably places you can, you know, hunt. I don't know, PornMD or something.
Probably. I would love to see porn of that Brett from last season. Oh my God. I look at his Instagram and he just gets better looking by the day.
Who is this?
Do you remember Brett? He was one of the bros.
Oh yeah. The bros.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Winston. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
By the way, we have a question in the chat room also from the Seder69. You know, he's a big old theater queen also.
I love that.
And he says, ask Alex Lefebvre if he played for Newsies or Pretty Woman and got to meet Tommy Bracco.
I did play for Newsies, but I did not meet Tommy because I didn't play rehearsals. So yeah, and Pretty Woman I have not even seen yet. But yeah, they were at the same theater, the Nederlander Theater. But yeah, he is a Broadway performer and he's on this season of Big Brother. So he's also openly gay. So we should be Team Tommy.
Well, we know you go for the LGBT team.
Oh, you don't say.
Every time.
Am I the only person who can't see Adam? I just see his headshot.
Oh, no, I only have his icon also.
Yeah. We're all fortunate enough only to see the icon.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm having camera issues for some reason, so.
Okay, no worries.
Well, talking about, were you finished talking about hamster, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. Talking about house guests, shall we go through the list of who's going to be in
there? Yes, let's go. Hit it.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to say Sam sent me an e-letter on Tuesday of this past week because the house guests were announced on Monday, and she just gave one word responses to you know first thoughts about looking at these new house guests. And
yes.
Sam, with your permission, I'm just going to read these.
That would be fine, but bear in mind that I have modified my opinion somewhat based on listening to the little interviews that ET Canada did.
Okay.
But no,
right.
Go ahead.
Here's for our initial responses for each of them.
Yes.
Holly Allen, dits. Yep. Tommy Bracco, cute, my favorite going in. Annalise, y'all, I'm sure it's Annalise, but it looks like Annalise.
Mm-hmm.
Annalise Talavera, meh.
Oh, she's beautiful. What are you talking about, meh? I love her. She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous, but come on. She's a soccer player. She's exactly the kind of character that's going to be on Big Brother.
All right.
No, she's beautiful. She's going to do very well. She's going to kick ass at competitions, but meh.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Meh.
All right. Ovi Kabir, sweet. Mm. Jessica Milagros, token number one.
Oh.
Jack true. Matthews. Jack Matthews. Two-tone.
Oh, my God. Hair. Hair.
I don't know what that means.
A hair.
He's got
got long,
it's beautiful long hair, but come on. You're going to be on national TV. Overdye the ends.
Nicole Anthony, weirdo.
Wait, where's
David David Alexander, token number two. Christy Murphy, driven. Sam Smith, Faisal Mark II. I don't know what that means. All right. Evidently, Chris knew what that meant. All right.
Don't you remember he was the guy who didn't know what was going on last season? The whole
time. Ah, right.
Used, yeah.
That's you 2.0.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't he the one who banged the pots and pans?
No, that was Rockstar.
No, Rockstar didn't bang the pots and pans.
No, that was the guy the year before.
Oh, the year before. Oh, Rockstar sorry. Did bang the pots and pans about Brett and his micropenis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Catherine Dunn, Barbie Girl. Cliff Hogg, Old Money. Kimmy Facknewell, Young Money. Nick Macaron, Not Quite. Isabella Wang, Name Game, and Jackson Michi, Blockhead.
Literally.
So yeah, anyway, I thought that was fun.
Those are good. Those are good descriptions. Well done.
So, yeah, well done. So do we want to actually tell anything about each one of them, or is that going to be... Do we want to go through
I do want to say over at CBS.com, they do have, and Sam mentioned this, they do have the first on-camera interviews before they went into the house, and they did them with Jeff Schroeder, and Jeff's a good-looking man. He just, he's a lovely
I
dish.
I didn't see those. I was talking about interviews with E.T. Canada with a woman in a red dress.
Well, clearly, you need to go to CBS.com and
clearly
see,
I do.
You know, the videos.
So I'm looking at their list. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Alex. Go ahead.
I was going to play a quick little game with you guys. And
all right.
If anyone sees their photos on CBS.com/Big Brother, you can all do that at home, too. I wanted to play a little game of Fuck, Marry, Kill. with the cast of Big Brother, see who you would fuck, who you would marry, and who you would kill. Now, you only get to kill one person and, you know, for all the others, too. So it's really with three people, but you have the entire cast at your disposal.
Oh, okay.
Anybody want to go first?
Well, we've got...
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? So why don't we go through them and one by one, and then you guys can tell me if you want that to be your fuck, marry, or kill.
I love it.
Okay. Because I'm also looking at these photos.
I'm also going to assume that fucking Mary isn't going to apply to any of the women. Okay.
Well, who knows? We don't know. Yes, so we have Tommy Bracco.
No,
which
let's go in alphabetical order.
Oh well, I'm doing the first cast impressions page. Did you just go to main Big Brother to go enough?
I went to cast.
Okay.
CBS.com/shows/big_brother/cast.
Right. So Holly,
I was looking at first impressions, which has got a paragraph. Okay. So we have Annalise Talvera, who is 22.
No, Holly Allen is first.
Last name order.
Are y'all looking at the same thing I am?
I'm looking at what you are, Big Fatty. Yeah.
I'm looking at Big Brother 21 cast on CBS.
He's got CBS.com/Big Brother.
Yeah. They're in alphabetical order by last name.
Right. And Sam, if you look down there where it says watch, that's where those interviews are with Jeff Schroeder.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do they give a description of them? No, they don't.
Sure they do.
If you click on their picture.
Oh, that's so much work. The page I was looking at has it listed. Okay.
Clicking is so much
so
work.
So we have Holly. Okay, we
I'm
have...
I'm an overachiever. I've got notes I can tell you about these people.
Oh, Lord.
We have Holly Allen. who is
31.
Yep.
From Wyoming, now living in Los Angeles, and she's a wine safari guide. Right there, I just wanted to go. Bleh.
So her her favorite activities are fostering dogs, hiking with wine, and road tripping with a camera in hand.
Okay, I'm calling an audible here, and I think I'm going to make her my kill.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So early.
Does anyone else have a fuck, marry, kill for Holly Allen?
I do want to say she's one of the people whose my impression of her went up after I listened to her interview.
Oh, okay.
She was meh, right?
No, she was ditz.
Ditz, okay. Because
that picture of her, she just looks so ditzy. But no, she's got a little substance to her. I like her better after.
Some of the pictures are not good of these people.
This is true.
Fun facts about Holly. I can sneeze like Donald Duck. Fuck that noise.
All right. David Alexander, 29. Atlanta is his hometown, and he's a photographer.
He's handsome, I think.
He is, yes.
He's a CrossFit trainer also.
Oh, that makes a difference. All right.
And he's one of those that's better looking than his picture.
Oh, really? Because I think his picture's pretty good.
Yeah, I do too.
But if you watch the interview, I think you'll like him even more. So,
All right.
Anyway.
He's wavering for me then.
Is he on anyone's list of either of those three things? Okay.
Not yet.
Nicole Anthony.
Oh, I'd put him on the fuck list.
Oh. Well, you know you only get one, right?
You only get one.
Okay, he can be it.
All right.
We know who Sam wants to fuck. All right.
Well, either him or Jack, one or the other.
Okay.
Well, you have to pick one.
You know, my kid, we realize this is all pretend because my kids may watch this show. Or listen, I should say.
Okay.
So it's just pretend, guys.
Yeah,
but yes, either David or Jack. I have to. I'll probably flip a coin before we're done here.
Not Cliff Hogg the third.
Well, now he. Right. Come on, let's face it. He's my age. He's an oil man. He's down for Mary.
All right. Let's go to Nicole Anthony.
Long Island, New York. She's a preschool aide. She's hardworking, determined, and hilarious. She cracks herself up constantly.
Uh-huh.
She likes reading, listening to music because it makes her zen and pumps her up, and drawing.
She's the batshit crazy one, I think.
She's going to be the rock star of this season.
Yes, Rockstar 2.0.
Do you think that's going to be Rockstar, really, Alex?
Well, yeah, she's not going to be as fun as Rockstar, but she's going to try to fill that void.
So does that mean you're going to put her on your team? You're really going to pull for her, and then she's going to get voted out? Is that how it's going to happen?
I learned from my mistakes, but thank you for reminding us of last year's kerfuffle.
You're welcome.
All right.
Tommy Bracco. Tommy.
What did I say?
You said Tony, I think.
All right, Tony.
Tommy.
All right, Tommy.
He's 28, hometown, Staten Island, New York. He's optimistic, driven, and over the top. He likes eating mom's cooking, going to the movies alone, and playing Catan with the family. And it doesn't mention it. Oh, he's a Broadway dancer. Did I say that already?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. So
Tommy may be my fuck.
I feel like I'm going to reserve mine until I get through the whole list.
All right.
But I'm going to say tentatively, he looks like he could possibly be a Mary.
Wow.
Based on his... I don't know. He's cute, and you know, I like some of the answers to the questions here.
I think he is going to be extremely short. That's just my feeling.
I love short guys. Okay. All right.
You mean his dick size?
No.
Catherine Dunn, age 29, Irving, Texas. She is a digital marketing executive. Does that mean she just like does Instagram for people and like Twitter and stuff?
Yes.
She's reliable, hardworking, and fun. And she says, since I work, live, and breathe marketing, most of my hobbies are related to social media and Instagram. I love creating content and producing photo shoots for my friends and me. I also love shopping and being outdoors on a pretty day.
Killer. Okay. Killer.
All right. I want you to remember Catherine, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that, okay?
Odd.
That was the Barbie, right, Sam?
Oh, yes.
So, is the, Alex, is that your kill?
The badly collagen lips and the roots.
God, her photo alone, for the listeners, go on to CBS and look at this photo with this open mouth, like, ugh. And then she works for, she does Instagram stuff for a living. No, she's dead. Get out.
Okay.
Yeah, she does have that kind of like, she's inhaling when they're taking the photo. Like, oh, I'm so surprised you're taking my photo. You know,
my life's motto is happiness is the same price as red bottoms.
Oh my God.
What the fuck does that mean?
We got to 10 minutes to get through these.
Yeah, we got to go.
We have Kimmy. We have Kimmy Facunle. I'm not really sure how to. Facunle. She's 25. She currently lives in Brooklyn, New York. She's from Maryland. She's a marketing strategist and she's positive. She likes to see the silver linings in things. She's also very goal oriented. It sounds like a resume. Let's see.
Hair. I like her hair.
She's got big hair.
Yeah, it's nice. Good hair.
She likes to contribute to the economy by shopping, discover new restaurants. She likes to travel. She hopes to make it to Vegas soon. And that's it.
Okay.
She's not on any of my three lists.
No.
Jessica Milagros. Milagros.
No. Cliff Hogg is next.
Yeah, you skipped over a whole row.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Cliff is age 53. He's from Houston. He is a petroleum engineer. He's funny, stubborn, and caring. He likes water sports. So does Toppy Smelly, actually. Oh. gardening and politics. Mm-hmm. He looks like a Republican to me.
Oh, totally.
Is he rich, though? Like, how much money are we talking here?
Well, I mean, it doesn't say, but Sam was assuming he's like an oil tycoon.
Well, I don't think he's a tycoon.
On his interview, he talked about being all of these places to actually do the engineering, though. So I'm not so sure, but still.
I bet he's the first
like
one.
Those companies aren't going to pay nothing for that.
Right.
I bet there's a high probability he's the first one out.
Oh, that's the first thing I said when I saw
him.
Oh,
yes.
Uh-huh.
All right, we gotta move. Ovi.
He's my Mary. We're going to marry him.
Because
he's my Mary.
Ovi Kabir is 22, hometown Oak Ridge, Tennessee. He's a college student. He's reliable, motivated, and brown. That's what his adjectives say. He likes rowing, partying, watching Tennessee basketball win games, and et cetera, et cetera. Any thoughts on him?
He's like the youngest one in the house.
He looks cute. Sweet little boy.
He's cute and a Tennessee hometown boy, so I'm all about the Obby.
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
All right. Then we have Nick Macaron, or however you say his name.
And by the way, his picture is terrible.
It is bad, that haircut. So he's 27. He's from Sewell, New Jersey. He's a therapist. He's outgoing, caring, and talkative. He likes playing and watching sports, going to the city, drink, meet women, and working.
Mm.
He's
my backup Mary in case Avi and I get divorced.
Oh,
okay. Okay, Jack Matthews. Jack Matthews, who reminds me of the guy who played Aquaman.
Totally.
That's in the interview.
That's probably why he's on there.
The interview, he says he gets called, and he's got lots of tattoos also like Aquaman.
Oh, he's a fuck then. Let's put him down.
Oh, yeah.
He's 28, from Chicago. He currently lives in Tampa, Florida. He's a fitness trainer, so I figure he'll walk around the house shirtless all the time.
Yes.
His three adjectives that describe him: honest, integrity, and character. He loves CrossFit, photography, and hanging out with his dog, Layla.
Hey.
So,
all of a sudden, Alex is changing his name to Layla.
Yeah, right?
All right. Now,
his next cutie. I like him too, Jackson.
Jackson Mitchie is 24. He currently lives in Los Angeles, but he's from Nashville. He's a server. So I wonder if he is an aspiring actor. He moved to Los Angeles, and now he's a waiter.
He comes across, in the interview, he comes across as there's just something about him in the interview that it just didn't hit me right. So he may
me
be
either.
He may be my kill.
Wow, that much, really.
Hmm. I just have to say that's the squarest jaw I've ever seen on a human being in my life.
Yeah. But I'm going to enjoy seeing him shirtless.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't kill him for that. I mean, come on. There's got to be somebody else you'd want to kill more than that. At least let him walk around.
Anyway.
He says he's
concentrating on the men.
So. He's driven, assertive, and confident. He likes exercising, social events, and hunting.
Ugh. Speaking of killing, here's Jessica.
So we have Jessica Milagros. And she's 30-ish. 30-ish?
She's 32.
Her biography says 30-ish. Chicago is her hometown. She currently lives in Oak Park. She's a model. She's affectionate, charismatic, and creative. And she likes dancing, painting, and photography. I got nothing.
She looks busty to me.
Could be.
Is she busty? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next up, Christy Murphy. She's got a nose piercing, so I feel like, and she's got like some kind of Japanese, no, that says 30. Anyway. She's a boutique owner, currently lives in Keyport, New Jersey. She's from Staten Island, New York. She's outgoing, overachiever, and edgy. And she loves to go to the park with her dog. She likes anything in nature, specifically waterfall hikes. And also likes to try new food in restaurants with friends.
Now, Alex, the thing you'll find interesting about her is I dated men for 9 years before discovering I don't like them anymore.
Well, I could have told you that from her photo. I was about to say she seems like Casey 2.0, the winner of last season's Big Brother.
So,
the ladies. So, I like you, Christy, then. I think she's also going to get along with Tommy, who's also from Staten Island. So that might be a good team.
All right. So we have now, we've only got like a minute and a half. Sam Smith, age 31, from Pennsylvania. He's a truck driver, outgoing, bold, and comical. He likes riding his R1, not sure what that is, playing basketball and having friends over for pool parties.
Boring.
And he's cute in a gruff way, so I hope he's not a jackass.
We have All right, great. We have Annalise Talavera. She's 22, from California. She's a soccer star. She's funny, outgoing, and confident, and she loves tanning and going to the beach. I'm not going to read the rest of that. And then lastly, we have Isabella Wang.
She's really hot, though. If I had to choose a girl, I'd choose her.
Isabella Wang is 22. She lives in Los Angeles. She's from New Jersey. She's a public health analyst. She's spontaneous, reckless, and generous, and she likes spending other people's money. So she should marry the guy who's the oil tycoon.
She'll be an early out, I think.
Okay.
So I think Tommy is my marry, Jackson is my fuck based on face, and kill, I'd probably go with, I don't know, probably that Catherine Dunn girl.
Yeah.
So did anyone else not finish their list?
I didn't finish mine, but we're running out of time, and I want to give us. You know, Big Fatty's got to give you a spoiler. So if you don't want to hear the spoiler, take out your earphones or whatever. they went into the house. They're in the house already. Okay, so the game is playing out now. And on June the 21st, Christy Murphy was revealed as the first HOH of the season. So go back and look and see who Christy Murphy is.
She's the last.
Right.
Lesbitarian.
Okay. And says that the only person that she thinks is not safe in the house right now is Catherine Dunn.
Yes.
So,
all right. Well,
whoever else goes up is going to be a pawn. So that's where we are. Also, the theme this year is the great outdoors or summer camp or something like that. The house is really cool looking. You can go look at it over there. Julie's got the tour of it, and it really does look cool.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We're running out of time. Swanner and Joyd is up next. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.